Mr. New York, Mark Simone on WOR.
Well, here we go. Big show for you today. Lots to get to. Lots of juicy Cuomo stuff. We'll get to President. We'll get to Donald Trump. I keep calling him President. It's like a lot of people. I think this he's just on vacation. Biden is like a bad substitute teacher. But we'll get to Donald Trump. CPAC. We'll get to that wormy little Dr. Fauci. Hey, now, Joe Bartlett, Governor Cuomo has apologized. Governor Cuomo has never apologized. Governor Cuomo never would apologize. Would you admit that the fact that he apologized indicates total panic on his part?
Yeah. I mean, if this is the first time he's apologized for anything, yes, he's got a problem.
Yes, he's got a big problem. I think he's got a huge, huge problem, and I think he's in total panic. He had a good plan for an investigation. He has a friend of his who's available.
Is that something? He thought he could pull that off?
Now, you think I'm kidding. On Friday, he announced to do the investigation. A very good friend of his is a judge, and I think she's married to his top close aide or something, or worked with him, the same law firm. And she is available to do the investigation. This is, you know, where it's very similar to the Iran nuclear treaty, where they'll self-inspect and they'll let us know if they find anything. So that didn't go over well. That didn't pass the smell test or the laugh test. So the next plan, Letitia James was going to appoint somebody, or the legislature was going to appoint somebody. So he said, well, let's do it as a committee. We'll have that person and my friend on the committee. So he is one slimy, slippery character. And if you watch, you always go with the fake news, fake media to see where it's going to go. Saturday Night Live, the parody of him got, for the first time, it got vicious and they really made fun of him. And you ever watch that John Oliver? He's that idiotic English guy that's on Sunday nights on HBO. He's like a British Colbert. He's like, these liberals, they're like sheep. They love this guy. Well, he really, really pronounced a death sentence on Cuomo, and at the end said the guy is a colossal a-hole. He used the whole word. Yeah, he just said the guy is the worst, abusive, harasser, sexual harasser, abusing men, harassing women. Covering up deaths. He said the guy's a colossal a-hole and has to go. So I think we're heading towards the end of Cuomo. I don't know how that ends. I don't know if he resigns or if he hobbles along to the end of the term, but it's the end of him politically. Would you agree that at this point it's hard to recover fully from this?
Well, we can certainly rule out a fourth term. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, but...
Where's his credibility now? That's the thing.
Yeah. Now, he says he was joking with this woman. and he said, the first statement said it all, because he acknowledged that the comments were true. You remember with the first accuser, it's a lie, it never happened, it never happened. Well, now with the second accuser, apparently he was afraid to say that again. It would sound too ridiculous. So all the things she said, he acknowledged in the first statement. He said, well, these were... I'm sorry that my comments were interpreted as inappropriate. I heard Rob Astorino earlier. He was the Westchester County executive. And he said when you're in a position like that, and he was always told, if you got a 23-year-old staffer, don't be alone in your office with the door closed. Never do that. Always have somebody else in the room. It's a good rule for Cuomo, and it seems he was up to just the opposite. Even the first accuser said he invited her to the office for a tour. She wanted to give her a private tour of the office. He closed the door. Hey, we know the guy for years. I know you never asked me to have a private tour. Did you ever ask you for a private tour?
He doesn't ask too many people for private anythings.
Yeah, we know him longer than that woman. Never said it. You got to have a tour of my office. And what does this tour involve? See, this is a desk. Now, I sit in this. This is called a chair. These are walls. These are... what is the tour of this office? So the second one is 23, Now, just think about this. There's no, you could say, I was joking. There's no way these are, I mean, maybe you meant them with a little humor, but there's no way these aren't inappropriate. She's 23. She's alone with him for the first time. And she says, you know, I was in school with your daughters. In fact, I played on the soccer team against them. And so, okay, she's established now. I'm one of your daughter's contemporaries. He then says, so he starts asking about her sex life. And then he says, are you monogamous? Have you ever said that to an employee?
Never. Never came up.
People that tried to defend him in the beginning, well, that doesn't mean anything. Go up to any woman, any woman you meet, a stranger, and say, are you monogamous? What does that
mean?
Tell
me about your sex life. Yeah.
There's nothing. You wouldn't say that to a guy. It's totally inappropriate. It immediately makes them uncomfortable. Then he says, you ever have sex with older men? Now, what is the other possible implication of that? There's only one. Well, it's the only one thing he could have been asking about. You know, I like to have sex with young women. Why would you say that? How would that come up? Where's the joke in that? So it's, would you agree it's 100% this was him hitting on her?
Oh,
there's
absolutely.
No other.
I still want to know whether or not he actually kissed the other woman, Boylan.
Well, I tend to believe Boylan. She's pretty specific in all her descriptions of what happened. Yeah, he went a little further with her. I think she's a little older, and she was more senior on the staff. She had a more senior position. She was a little more mature, so I think he was taking more risk with her. He was pushing it further with her. This one's 23. She's brand new. She's in a much lower position. So I think he was being a little more delicate with her. And that's his idea of delicate. So you sleep with older men? I was just joking. It's a joke. I think you're going to see a couple other women come forward. There's already this video emerging of another woman, a third woman. Now, this woman is not pressing any charges or making any accusations. But it's pretty disgusting. It's a reporter from one of those News 12, whatever. It's one of these News 12s everywhere. So they're eating at some sort of breakfast. They're all at a table. And there's a lot of people around. And there's a big sausage. And he says something like, I'd like to see you put that whole sausage in your mouth. Now,
yeah.
What does that mean? Mm-hmm. Would you ever say that in front of people to a female reporter?
And he's actually sitting next to his daughter when he said that, believe it or not.
Yeah, he's sitting next to his daughter while he makes a joke about her putting that whole sausage in her mouth. Now, if you'll do that in front of your daughter, that means this is not unusual. Your daughter's seen it before, seen it constantly. It's not something you hide. And so you got a lot of things going on here. First, you got a sexual predator preying on young women. Second, not even good at it. He's like got these 1960s lines from Archie Bunker World or something, these pickup lines. So, and the other one, he said, oh, you like to play strip poker? When was the last time you heard that term? So this is not going well for him at all. He actually apologized for this other victim. That means total panic on his part. Looks like there'll be an Attorney General Letitia James investigation, state legislature talking about investigation. Still got a federal probe going on. AOC is calling for an investigation. She gets pretty touchy about this AOC, this type of stuff. Remember, she was a bartender in New York City, so she must have been hit on quite a bit. You know, when you say, it was a joke. These were jokes. I was joking. You know, to a guy, you might find guys dumb enough to fall for that. But women who have been through this all their life and have heard this kind of crap, they know that's not a joke. So I think that's where he miscalculated. When he says it's a joke, it disgusts any woman who's listening to that, who's had to hear these kind of lines, and they know they're not jokes. So he's got a huge, huge problem. and we're very upset about this. Gee, we were so just rooting for the guy. That's the problem. Well, that's the problem. He's the most unlikable guy. Everybody hates him. He is abusive, screaming, yelling, treats everybody like crap. So that's the problem. It comes back to haunt you. So did you watch President Trump at CPAC?
I actually did. Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. Name any other politician you could watch a two-hour speech. of.
Well, I didn't make it through 2 hours, to tell you the truth.
Oh, okay.
I saw enough. I've seen that act before.
Well, it was pretty good. It was pretty good. He dazzled the crowd, and he did what he was there to do, which was fire up the crowd, his supporters, and drive liberals nuts. That's what the whole point of this was. Is he going to run again?
And then a Republican president will make a triumphant return to the White House. And I wonder who that will be.
Yeah, he is going to run again. And I think that's what he was getting at. But a lot of good stuff going after that stupid cancel culture.
For the next 4 years, the brave Republicans in this room will be at the heart of the effort to oppose the radical Democrats, the fake news media, and their toxic cancel culture. Something new to our ears, cancel culture. And I want you to know that I'm going to continue to fight right by your side. We will do what we've done right from the beginning, which is to win.
He's right about that. This cancel culture is going to turn everything the Democrats are trying to do into just comedy. You know, people are now pointing out, if you are really offended by a plastic potato in a toy store, you're just a loser. You're just, there's something wrong with you. This Mr. Potato Head, what was the controversy? Can't be Mr. Potato Head or something.
Can't
like
be
that.
A Mr. He's just Potato Head. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. If you're bothered by a little toy plastic potato in a little toy store, you really are just completely gone. You're just something wrong with you. So it's probably that cancel culture that's going to do them in. And the other thing is Joe Biden. We've seen it a couple times in the past week where he just didn't know where he was. You see a couple times where Jill Biden had to jump in and answer the question. She had to answer for him.
He does get lost.
Yeah, it's clear he's some sort of a mental patient, and she's the she's the caretaker. So
the thing is, I think Trump needs to freshen up the act. I mean, you know, we've had 4 years of that. We need a new version, Mark. Far be it from me to offer him political advice, but we need a new version. We've seen one. We want the new one.
Yeah, like Joe Biden is Sebastian Maniscalco. you got to remember one thing, though. He has not spoken publicly in it over a month. So there was a little rustiness. You're right. He was rusty. You got to get out there and you know how it is. You got to do one show after another, and you start changing up the act and doing some new stuff. Hey, he was on, what's his name? Steve Hilton on Fox later that night. Boy, he made some interesting points. The Capitol riots of January 6th, he pointed out this is really Pelosi's fault for not having security there. You know, we've had the Capitol invaded before. It happened during the Brett Kavanaugh hearings. Nobody remembers this, but the rioters, and these were Democratic protesters, broke into the Capitol building, stormed the halls, went into the offices. They were quickly chased out because there were a lot of police there. There was inadequate security on January 6th, and there should have been thousands of National Guard troops. Pelosi turned him down. But Trump, on Steve Hilton last night, said he thinks what really happened, they had reports of what was coming. Tens of thousands, 100,000 people were going to in this march. And Pelosi refused to accept that number. She would not accept that number. And she just didn't want to believe it or think it because it would give too much credit to Trump for being able to draw out that many people. So he thinks that's why she kept turning down the National Guard. It would be acknowledging that Trump could have such a big crowd, and she didn't want to admit it. That wormy little Dr. Fauci, did you notice yesterday, what was he trying to get in the Guinness Book of World Records? He was on 48,000 shows yesterday. Every time he's on, I'm turning the channel. He's on ABC Sunday morning. I can't turn to Channel 4. There he is. Oh, my God. I turned to Channel 5. There he is. They tape all these shows at different times. Then he's on Channel 2 morning show. Then he's on the CNN morning show. He was on everything. I couldn't get away from this guy. I switched to the Food Channel. There he is. No, I put Tarek on in, and he can't get away. I turned to the House and Garden Channel. There he is with a hoe. This guy won't go away.
Don't despair about the fact that there are variants. They're there, and we need to take them seriously. But again, two ways and two tools you have to address them. A, continue with the types of mitigations, the public health measures that we do, that we talk about all the time, Dana. Mm-hmm. I don't even need to repeat them now. You know what they are. But also to vaccinate as many people as you possibly can.
Now, what did he just say? Was there any reason for him to go on and say this? Take it very seriously, but don't worry about it. Well, pick one. Which one do you want us to do?
Exactly. He doesn't want to let go of this thing.
Does he still know that most people don't know what a mitigation is? We'd like you to, mitigation is important. Most people are going, okay. Why does he keep saying variants? The different strains, not the variants. And say, it works on these different strains. Don't say, we find it just as efficacious on the variants. And it's just too many shows. And you got to remember, so this Johnson & Johnson vaccine is not as effective. It's only about 66. Now they're saying 70, 77%. It's not as effective as Moderna and Pfizer. So you get Fauci on all these shows. Well, it's just as, it provides exactly the, but remember, he's a known liar. He admitted to lying. Remember last year in March? When he told everybody, you don't need masks, he later said, I was lying. We didn't have enough masks, and that's why I did that. So he'll lie to get the best result for his agency. And the one thing that Johnson & Johnson does, it keeps you from getting so sick that you go to the hospital. It's not as good as preventing the virus, but it'll keep you out of the hospital. So that's all they care about. They don't care if you get it, you don't get it. All they care about is freeing up hospital beds. So for him, it's good. Hey, check out the webpage. This is a phenomenal clip. This is amazing. You got to see this. Joe Biden, he makes a long speech about why you've got to wear a mask. He's almost crying. The passion about why you must wear a mask. This is the end of the speech. Watch as the speech is over. He leaves the podium and goes to mingle with people without a mask on. He goes talking to people, right up to people, shaking hands. He has no mask on. And then somebody yells, hey, you put your mask on. Oh! And then he can't find us. It's a very funny clip. Hey, also, we're talking about Bruce Springsteen. This is pretty interesting historically. Watch. This is a clip of a young, unknown Bruce Springsteen, first time he ever performed in a club in New York City. Watch this. Nobody knew who he was. It's up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.